Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite responded, "Shouldn't the multitude of words be answered? Should a man full of talk be justified? Should your boastings make men hold their peace? When you mock, shall no man make you ashamed?" Well, one of the lessons of the book of Job is that there's too much talking here. These speeches go on and on until the friends talk themselves out, really. And then there's silence, and we're so relieved when then God speaks. So Zophar says, well, this has got to be answered. I've got to say something. One of the lessons, I think, that comes out of the book of Job is that, no, you don't need to say something. Even if you don't agree with something, you can bite your lip and just say nothing. And I think that's one of the lessons that comes out of here, that so much of what they say would just have been better never said. But he goes on, "For you say, my doctrine is pure. I am clean in your eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you." Well, of course, God does speak at the end of the book. And he doesn't open his mouth against Job, but against the friends. So it's all very well telling people, oh, you just wait till Judgment Day comes. Well, Judgment Day will come for you as well. And Zophar, like many people, didn't want to realize that. So he says, "Oh, that God would speak, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom. For true wisdom has two sides. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves." He's saying, Job, you're suffering, therefore you've sinned, and you're lucky you're still alive. That's why God has punished you, but less than your sin deserves. Your sin deserves death. And again, he's missed the point that Job is introduced as a man whom God thought was upright. And he says to the Satan, the adversary, "You are moving me to ruin Job without cause." So the sufferings of Job were not because he'd sinned. And so Zophar goes on, "Can you fathom the mystery of God, or can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are high as heaven. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol, the grave," or some Bibles say hell, it's just the grave. "What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by or confines or convenes a court, then who can oppose him? For he knows false men. He sees iniquity also, even though he doesn't consider it. An empty-headed man becomes wise when a man is born as a wild donkey's colt. If you set your heart aright, stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. Don't let unrighteousness dwell in your tents. Surely then you shall lift up your face without spot. Yes, you shall be steadfast and shall not fear, for you shall forget your misery. You shall remember it as waters that are passed away. Life shall be clearer than the noonday. Though there is darkness, it shall be as the morning." So he's saying, look, Job, just repent. You see, he says, if you set your heart aright and stretch out your hands toward him and put away your iniquity, then... or you'll have a great relationship with God and all your sufferings will go away. And again, he's missing the point that it's not so that bad people get punishment and get difficulty in their life and the righteous have a wonderful, smooth life. He's wrong all the way through here. That Job does not need to repent because God has said at the beginning that he is not bringing these things upon Job because Job has sinned. So the mistakes of the friends are so frequent in this area that it keeps on and on making the point. But actually, we do need to keep on and on being taught it because we all have this natural desire to think that if I'm good, I shall get blessing from God. And if I am wicked or sin, then I will get cursing because that's how we're sort of used to. From how we're raised as children, through the education system, through the workplace, through life. That's how it is. You get rewarded for good stuff and you get punished, if you like, for bad stuff. But that's not how it is with God. Not straight away, because there is the day of judgment when Jesus comes back. That's the issue that makes it all different.